Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. I am honored to have you here. This radio program is being recorded for Sunday, October 9, 2016. And you are listening to this radio program as you watch also the TV programs via the generosity and the loving kindness of my sponsors who give, who do everything they can to make this program possible by allowing me to be here, paying for airtime, and just generally doing service to humankind. And if you are enjoying these radio programs, which I hope you are, as well as our TV programs on aspire.org, they are there strictly because of the generosity of my sponsors. And I want to thank them very much for everything they do. I never forget them, not even for a moment. And if you're listening to this program and enjoying it, I hope you are. I hope you'll become a sponsor. It's a wonderful thing to be. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see sponsorship. Just click on it. Take a look. You'll see there's a lot of wonderful gifts that you get for being a sponsor. And you get to know you've helped humankind. And you really have. You have no idea how far this radio program, as well as the TV programs, go. They penetrate very, very deeply into a lot of areas that I'm even surprised about. And I certainly hope that you will help us sustain this and serve humankind in this way. There's lots of different ways to help people. You can help them bodily, and you can help them, obviously, physically. But one of the things that is probably the most important is to help them inwardly. And that is the cause and the source for which everything arises and falls in our world and in this lifetime. And helping a person understand the nature of love and the nature of life is a very important thing, to say the least, to say the very least. And that's what Aspire does. Okay, let's get into the program today. I get email after email after email on the subject of money. Money, life, and giving. And that's the title of this program. We just do all sorts of ugly things with our money, and we don't even realize it. We have been rationalizing our idea of money and how we deal with it in many different ways, mostly self-destructive, and those ways hurt humankind, and we don't care. We just don't care. It's all about me, 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 the great American opera, me, 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 me. So here we go with these questions. I just get deluged with them. And so I thought, well, we'll put it together. And these questions are just like 2 weeks old. They're not very old at all. So here we go. First one comes from Leah in Battle Creek, Michigan. I didn't know we had that. Isn't that where they make Kellogg's cornflakes or something? I don't know. I'm not a giver, says Leah. I would never think of giving. Why should I? No one ever really gave to me, and I see people giving all the time, and it doesn't benefit them in any way. Why should I give? Leah. Leah, I'm not here to tell you why you should. I don't should on you, and that's not my point of view at all. Giving, like many aspects of deep inner work and spiritual work, even life work, is subjective to the person. When you're ready to understand the nature of giving, it will be because something grandiose has happened to you. Something tremendously meaningful has happened to you. What will be that? An overwhelming sense that you are one with this lifetime, and that everything you do affects someone else in some way or another. It's like a domino theory. You knock down this domino, and all these other dominoes go down with it. And that's basically the way this world is set up. When I do not give, whether it be my gifts, my donations, money, or if I don't give of my efforts, my intent to serve humankind, or I don't forgive, which is a huge one, bigger than anything, I set into motion all sorts of perils and difficulties and mixed emotions with people all over the world. So you think that you're, you know, walking down the street and a man comes to you or a woman comes to you and begs you for money. I'm homeless. I need money. And you look at them and you can obviously tell that, well, they've got clean clothes and they got a dog. And, you know, that's the latest thing. You put a dog out there and people give more. And blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. And your mind just records all of that and thinks, oh, this is a scam. So you think, well, he or she is undeserving of my money, undeserving of my giving. And it won't matter if I just walk on by and I just don't pay any attention to them or I decline. Ah, but it does. Ah, but it does. In my year-end DVD that I created along with a couple of other of my students, actually all I did was read it and suggest it. I didn't do the mechanics of it. I couldn't do that. But in that DVD, there's a story of a dog that actually was not a dog. And that really was something more powerful than a dog. It was a person incarnate. It was a person in another form. It was life in another form. It was metaphoric. You can see it on the website at aspire.org under year-end gift. You can see it there if you didn't get it. And this man threw rocks at this dog, and it really wasn't a dog. And I have seen this in my own life where I threw rocks at situations or conditions or whatever, even people maybe. And come to find out, it wasn't what I thought it was at all. Not at all. I was so guarded in those days about everything. When I was way young, I didn't see the forest for the trees. I didn't see what I was really rejecting. I really didn't see anything. All I saw is maybe someone begging me for money that I didn't have and to give it to them. And when I was younger, really, you know, in my early 20s, that was a difficult thing for me because part of me wanted to give, Liev, and part of me couldn't give. And so, you know, I got all pissy about it with myself, and I watched my mind start making up stories and reasons and all that. But when you get down to the bottom line, and you just get down to the bottom line, you just get down to the meaning of your life, the real story is in the intent to give and in the giving itself. And what I found are a couple of things, and I'll share them with you, Leah. First one is, the person who cannot forgive cannot give. Doesn't matter how big a check they write. If they can't forgive, they can't give. If I can't give, then I hurt not only myself, but I hurt, believe it or not, everyone in this world. One way or another, because I'm a part of it. We are all one. We are connected in this world via life. You couldn't sneeze right now without affecting every molecule and everything in this world. Everything is affected by everything else. It's about a collective unconscious that we enter into. In that collective unconscious where everybody lives in fear and hate, I enter into it more and more, and then it starts entering into me more and more as I cheap out, as I withhold, Now, no, you don't believe this. It would be hard for you to understand this because you probably see everything according to what your eyes can tell you and what your ears can hear. But as Jesus said, having eyes you cannot see, having ears you cannot hear, that the measure you meet is what will be measured back to you. I would suggest to you that you would have to broaden your scope within yourself. And you must be protecting something within you that you fear very much. Maybe it's the fear of being thrown out into the street, not having enough money, living homelessly, not having food or shelter or things like that. That could be very big. Women are very big into that. It makes them feel insecure. They're always looking for that guy with the moolah. He has to have some moolah. If he doesn't have any moolah, then he doesn't take care of you. If he doesn't take care of you, he doesn't love you. And that's the way people think. And the man, he, you know, because he wants to have sex, he's willing to do almost anything he can for his beloved to maintain that relationship because he's got man disease. And we really struggle with all of this all of the time, and we don't even know it. By not giving, Leah, you have forsaken not only yourself, but humankind. And you would, the argument, there are so many against what I'm saying. There's so many. And I couldn't get into a debate and win it because there's so many things. Well, you know, you don't have enough money to give to everybody that wants money out of you, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I have found something. Everything is appropriate for me. And it isn't about the money. It's about forgiveness. It isn't really about money at all. People want to pretend it is, but it isn't. You will become overwhelmed by the people that need your gifts or need your support if you haven't forgiven. When you forgive, and I know what you're going to say, well, what do I have to forgive? Well, I like what Jesus said. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You might want to see my series on You Know Not What You Do. We Know Not What We Do, excuse me, in the Aspire TV log on the website at aspire.org. You might want to go look at that. Because we know not what we do. Money, forgiveness, giving, loving, life itself, it's all there to help us understand the nature of what it is to truly, truly become one with life itself. Everything is about achieving love. And when you achieve love, you've achieved oneness. And when you achieve oneness, you have achieved everything. Everything that is important in this world. So what can I say to you? There you are. Leah, there's 100% chance you won't understand anything I just said. I can't appeal to the logic and reasoning that would have you argue against what I'm saying. I just can't. There is none. You either get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. And you and I suffer the consequences of that. So where I would start if I were thee is in the forgiveness modality. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. Please forgive me. Namaste. How do I tell you that it isn't about money? It isn't about stuff. How do I explain to you things that your mind will reject immediately based on how it lives in the collective unconscious? How do I do that? When I'm giving discourse or something, I have many people who would disagree with me and not see the logic of it or the reasoning of it because there is none. And yet there'll be those few who understand the language I'm using and what I'm trying to point out, the gap, the pauses between thoughts. That's where it all lies. It's in the thoughtlessness of that gap that you will understand what I'm saying to you. Next one comes from Claire. Claire. Life is hard, Claire says. I never think of giving, not anything. Then my mother dies, and she gives everything away to the church. I got nothing, so why should I give? Claire. I'm not telling you to give. Again, you're going to have to forgive before you can give. Your mother gave the money away to the church, not to you. I wonder why. I don't know what your relationship is with your mother. I've never met your mother. I don't even know what the situation is. But you're giving me sketchy information. But I can tell you this, without a shadow of a doubt, you need to forgive her. And your human side will never be able to forgive her for what she did, because your human side is insulted, offended, and hurt. Your human heart is hurt. And that is a difficult thing to overcome for most of us. When our human heart hurts, then we start lashing out at people, and we start thinking things that aren't true, and we start making problems that don't need to be there, and we go on and on and on with this kind of stuff, tunasium. And we don't grow, we don't mature, we don't do any of that, we just struggle along. We struggle along in our life, we struggle along in our living, thinking we are the victim, and it wasn't fair. But I'll tell you, each of us has come onto this planet Earth for a purpose and a reason that is greater than our logic and our reasoning can muster up and think. You're here for a specific purpose, to enter into the mystique of the mystical. And your mind can't understand it. I watch people assume that they understand their life. They all assume. I understand this. I understand that. I get this. I get that. The things that are really important to get, as it were, are not things we can talk about with words. They're things that we commune in. There are things that we imbibe beyond words and thoughts, and we enter into these things through the grace of a loving silence that lives within us, that perpetrates nothing but loving kindness. This loving kindness is deeply frightening to the ego, to the hubris of the ego, to the emotionality. It threatens us down to the very core, where we don't really want to do anything. We just withdraw from life. We withdraw from everything, thinking that if we withdraw and hide and become, exclusive in our fears, that somehow we'll be able to deal with life in general. Just be fearful and don't tell anybody, and just keep everything to yourself and don't tell anybody how much you have or whatever, and then you don't have to give. But every moment of my life and your life is about giving. I'm giving right now to you. You're giving to me by listening. You're giving me your attention. Everything is about giving and receiving in this world, whether you and I like it or not, or whether we believe it or not. And how you listen to me and how you listen to this radio program is a form of giving too. You're giving to yourself. Then you take what you might get from this radio program, beyond my words, I hope, and you go out into the world and maybe you try a few things, like being patient, being kind, being forgiving, removing yourself from the collective unconscious, and coming into your own by doing those things that make love possible. Now, you start living in this manner, in this way, and you're going to change some things very quickly in your life. Oh, you may not see it in your physical life, your mortal life. You're going to see it in that invisible space within you that most people ignore and don't even know exists within them. Again, When you have problems with giving, you must begin to forgive. That is your basic premise. If you don't forgive, you will never be able to truly give. Not ever. You will never be able to give your love to those people you think you love so much. You will never be able to do those beautiful little things inside yourself that awaken the spirit of love within you beyond the conception of emotionality. You will never be able to do it. There you are. Claire, forgive your mother. I'm not saying what she did was right or wrong, and you shouldn't be looking at it that way either. And if you were depending upon this money to, so to speak, shore up your life, well, guess what? Now you've got to take care of it. You've got to grow up. You've got to deal with yourself. Your mother gave you a really beautiful gift, the gift of nothing for you to learn upon. And I'm sure I've totally pissed you off. Please forgive me. Namaste. Sometimes when we're greedy and fearful, the thing that we fear most is bestowed upon us, and we have to deal with it. And sometimes we do, and most times we don't. Last question comes from Bob. He does not tell me where he lives either. Greg, please explain life, money, and giving. That was cute. I'm confused, he said. All right, so here it is. Life is the opportunity, if you look at it, for the opportunity of giving. And sometimes in that giving, we give with money. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes when we give, it has to do with helping another person financially. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's lovely. But it's not really about the money, is it? It's what allows you to give the money that matters, not the money itself. And you and I will be either cursed or blessed according to the intent of our gift. That intent is behind everything I do, whether I'm putting an apple in my mouth to chew or whether or not I'm writing you a check to serve humankind. It's all the same. It's all a part of the bigger picture. So again, I say to you, look at your intent. If your intent is to be better than, if your intent is in thinking, well, this person deserves money and this one doesn't, you're wrong. It's not about any of that logic and reasoning. It is strictly about the love in your heart, your heart of hearts. And if you are not available to that love, everything you give will just work against you. Everything you buy will just work against you. Every relationship you have will be very difficult to understand or to explain to yourself, or will not serve your higher purposes. And you're going to find pettiness and hatred and fear in the things that you have to face in your life. And it just goes on and on and on and on. The object of the game, as it were here, is love. Forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Forgive yourself. Then it will be obvious to you what giving is all about. It is about that moment in yourself where you can truly let go of everything for the sake of your oneness. You slip into the oneness of your life through love, and all of a sudden you realize everything you give, everything you touch, everything is a blessing. Everything goes out into the world, and everything that you give into this world will come back to you in many different forms. Always be ready to forgive. That is the big one. And if you get that, dear Bob, you get a lot of different things. One of them is true prosperity. I'm out of here. Thank you for your beautiful question, Bob. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. If you have a comment or question, you know where to go. Aspire.org. Go look at media, and there you will see Satsang with Siraj. That's me. That's this radio program. Just click on that and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me. Namaste.